Have you ever had to deal with someone who you just really had a hard time getting along with? Maybe you wish they could just do or be different, making it easier to get along with them. Learn some things that might help you change your thinking about some of these difficult people and instead be a little bit more loving and kind to yourself as well as those other difficult people in your lives. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Lindy Kirby, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, mother of seven, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode 12 on the podcast where I help people understand the Be Do concept and the different ways people think. I'm especially excited today to share this message. It's something I learned that has really helped me in being able to get along with difficult people in my life and to be able to do it with more love. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is all about a spectrum between two opposite and different ways people think or focus their thoughts. On one side of the spectrum is what I call big picture be thinking. It's focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, while the opposite side of the spectrum is focused on what I call the detailed do way, and that's focusing on what a person does and what they're trying to do. Both of these different ways of thinking are very powerful and helpful, but sometimes when you get two people together who think in opposite ways, the result can be feelings of frustration or anger, and your perception and relationships can really start to tank. By learning some of the differences in how you think, you might be able to understand people better and be able to get along better with people, especially who think differently than you, and to do it with love. Before I jump into today's topic, let me give a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I've been studying this concept for over 8 years, and it's been so helpful to me in understanding and loving people, and especially with getting along with difficult people in my life. But it has come from inspiration and as an answer to prayer, and I hope it will be an answer to your prayers as well. So let's get started. I had this experience when I was first separated from my husband. We had a lot of issues during our marriage, but near the end for me, I just wanted my husband to help more with the kids so that I could have more time each week to do just some of the things I was feeling inspired to do. I just wanted some help. Of course, it was all about things that I wanted to do because that was my way of thinking. I had very do way of thinking. But instead, my husband, with his B way of thinking, decided that the best solution was just to allow me to be however I wanted, and he was going to take the kids for the week and spend some time with his parents, giving me the whole week so that I could do whatever I wanted to do, and he didn't have to help me. It might have been at least a solution for a few days so that I could catch up with some of the things I was trying to get done. But those weeks that turned into months of back and forth week switching, I hated. I had never wanted to be away from my kids, especially for whole weeks at a time. And I was frustrated with my husband that we couldn't just work out the problems we had and a lot of those kinds of frustrations. So one day I was just frustrated and wishing things were different, and it was on one of my weeks alone, so I was trying to get some work done on a project that I had felt inspired to do. I'm writing my story still, which is what I was working on, and I had pulled out all of my journals and I was trying to take notes when I heard this really loud commotion that was outside, and I went out the back door to go see what the commotion was. And outside, I'm not kidding, were hundreds and hundreds of little black birds that were all swirling and flying around the house, just flying everywhere in this pack as they moved around. It was really quite amazing to watch as they turned different directions and practically were dancing all over the sky from perch to perch. I wondered how they didn't run into each other. There were just so many of them. It was quite an amazing thing to see. I had never seen anything like it. so much that I started to wonder if maybe God was trying to send me a message in sending these birds to my house, because they just danced around the tops of the houses. They just seemed perfectly content to just stay right in this area where I was. And honestly, they probably stayed for at least 20 to 30 minutes. It definitely left an impression on me, and I continued even after they left to try and figure out what I was supposed to learn from this amazing experience of watching this pack of birds. As I continued to ponder, I realized that there were a lot of similarities between myself and these birds that I had been watching. I really loved to be in a group like these birds, dancing and creating beautiful things, especially that were a lot bigger than myself. I realized that every single bird had to just be so aware of the birds around them, totally in tune so that they could switch directions and fly without running into each other. I felt like I was actually pretty good at things like that. I could read body language and I could adjust quickly to things people were doing, trying to be helpful so that I didn't run into people. I was also looking to see if there was a specific leader that was leading all of these birds. But it was really interesting watching them, because as they shifted and as they moved directions, there would be new birds that would take on the leading. And there didn't seem to be any type of leader, but they just kind of switched and went from one direction to the other. It was actually really fun to watch. It reminded me when I used to do musical theater productions as a young girl, there were always so many people involved in a big production like that, and we all had different parts to play. We had to memorize lines, practice blocking, learn songs, there were choreography. Of course, there were costume people and makeup artists and instruments, and there were so many different parts. And we all just worked together to be able to create this amazing production. I realized that if anyone was being difficult or hard to work with, it just wouldn't have worked. I mean, they probably would have just gotten kicked out of the production, because everyone needed to work together and there were different leaders and we all had to adjust, especially when we were on stage and had to improv in a last minute. But as we did and we kept those practices up, we were able to create some beautiful productions. And I remember just how much I loved when the audience would stand up and give us that standing ovation. It was a lot of work, but it was just so worthwhile. And I loved making a difference in so many people's lives. Though those birds had just been right outside of me, I finally went back into the house even while they were still there and decided to look up what kind of birds these were, because to me, they were just amazing. And I learned that they were Eurasian starlings. They flew in packs, and I was surprised to find that they were also known as pests. In the back of my mind, I actually remembered my husband saying something about Eurasian starlings. I think he hated them and used to try to shoot them or wanted to shoot them or something. And it just made me laugh because my husband and I always had such opposite and different opinions about everything. Well, as I tried to get back to my work and my journals, I was finally getting settled into my work when, not 5 minutes later, I saw another bird. I had another visitor because right outside the window, right where I was sitting by the kitchen table, landed on the back porch deck railing this beautiful blue bird. This one wasn't like any of the blackbirds at all, but instead was this beautiful blue color. Here in Utah, there's not a lot of exotic type birds that I've seen, but this one was completely out of the ordinary. I actually wondered if maybe it had escaped from some bird aviary or a zoo. I mean, it was just that beautiful. And it was also quite big. It was probably a foot tall, and it had really beautiful legs. It was just so gorgeous. I went over closer to the window trying to get a better view, and I fully expected that it was going to fly away as soon as it saw me. But instead, it just stayed there. And I just sat there admiring and looking at it. And it just felt like another miracle. And again, I'm wondering, what am I supposed to learn from this? It definitely felt like God was trying to send me a message, but I wasn't sure what it was I was supposed to get from it. There was definitely a contrast between this beautiful bird and the blackbirds I had been noticing before. As a group, those Eurasian starlings were beautiful and amazing. But as I thought back to the individual little black birds, I recognized that there really wasn't anything special about any of them. They were actually not very pretty at all. They were just black and they didn't have any kind of special markings or anything. But I remembered how I had identified with those black birds and flying, and I also realized another connection that while I enjoyed being a part of a group and doing something with a lot of people, I didn't really feel out of the ordinary either. I just felt like there wasn't anything special about me, just like those Eurasian starlings. But this bird that I was seeing now was completely out of the ordinary. I would have loved to be more like this beautiful bird. It was really something to look at. But I didn't feel like that kind of bird at all. However, as I started to recognize the connection between the different kinds of birds that I was seeing, I started to get the feeling that this bird was a lot more like my husband. He liked to fly alone, and this bird was flying all alone. He would never have wanted to fly in a pack of birds like those Eurasian starlings. He really did like doing his own thing, and he didn't like anyone telling him what to do. I couldn't imagine him wanting to be in a production like I was. And I could see that there was nothing bad about this beautiful blue jay wanting to be alone and to fly solo. It really was just the most gorgeous creature and one to be admired. And as I thought about this analogy between the Eurasian starlings and my husband as this bluebird, I tried to imagine how the two birds would get along together. Because if we were these different kind of birds, how were we going to fly? And I wondered if I would have to fly with him or if he would have to fly with me and in these different packs of birds. And I tried to imagine this blue jay trying to fly around with those Eurasian starlings. And it would have been a joke. I mean, the blue bird would never have fit in with that kind of group. And I realized my husband would have rather died than to have to fly around with a bunch of birds not really going anywhere. And I would have just really been, it wouldn't have been fun to just be alone all the time and not to ever get to fly, which is kind of how I had been feeling. I just wanted my space to be able to fly and to do some of the things that I loved doing. But as I thought about these different birds, I realized that we were expecting the other person to fly in the kinds of ways that we liked to fly. And I realized that that really wasn't going to happen. Neither was it very kind to expect the other person to fly in the same ways that we wanted to fly. And I realized that that had really been a cause of a lot of my frustration. I started to think about those good qualities that had drawn my husband, that had drawn me to my husband in the first place. He really did stand out from the crowd. I had always appreciated and valued his spirituality, his confidence, how smart he was. And I also liked that he didn't care what other people thought about him. He just had this inner confidence that I really found attractive and admired, probably because I didn't have that. And I always was worried about what other people thought about me. But as I thought about this beautiful bird and that it really was beautiful, it didn't seem like he cared at all about what anyone else thought about him, but it was something to be admired. Something shifted in me as I realized that there were things about my husband that were really annoying and made it hard to fly with him. But was I expecting him to be like those Eurasian starlings? Expecting him to fly in ways he just wasn't meant to? I knew it was the lesson that God was trying to teach me. It was with a more humbled heart that I began to ask a different question. So if I was more like the Eurasian starling and my husband was more like this bluebird, then how could we make our relationship work? It was the first time that I stopped just being frustrated with how my husband was and that he wasn't flying and doing the things that would have made it easier for me to fly, but instead try to figure out how can we get along together in our different ways? And this change in thinking made a huge difference. I could see that both of us just wanted to fly in our own ways, and we weren't trying to be mean to the other person. We just didn't really want to fly in the ways that the other person flew. But that was what was causing us to be difficult to the other person. And that was why our relationship really wasn't working. That day was pivotal for me. And it actually became a lot easier as I recognized that he wasn't bad. He wasn't trying to be difficult, but we were just different species of birds. And that's so true of all of us. We may all be human, but we are all different. And when we start to accept people for our different species, not expecting them to fly like us, all of the sudden, getting along with people becomes easier because we're not expecting them to fly like us. It's easy in our world right now to just label people. There are so many different labels we can give people with mental illness and different personality complexes and different things like that. But as you start to realize some of the be and do thinking ways, people start to make more sense. And when you want to interact with a bird that flies in a different way than you, instead of expecting them to want the same things as you or to need the same things as you, you can start to recognize how they fly and how you can be more helpful to them and how to stop expecting them to fly like you. One of the strengths when it comes to be and do thinking is do thinkers are really great at doing. They can maneuver. They get around people. They know how to do this and do that. They know how to get where they want, even if it's not really a direction. But no, not everybody flies that way. For me, it's really easy to be accommodating and to move in different ways that for me, it makes it easy to get along with people. And I just expected that was kindness for everyone. But I hadn't always taken into account that not everybody can fly like me or that they have that kind of energy. There are birds that fly a lot slower and they don't have that lift or takeoff that other kind of birds do. But I've also realized that bee thinkers are just as amazing, but in a different way. They're very powerful and strong. They know who they are. And when they want to go somewhere, they're not going to go in just pivotal little directions. They're going to go someplace with a purpose. They're impactful, and their knowledge and their skills really make them something to look at and to be admired. It's something that I've learned a lot from those bee thinkers, and I love both. There's strengths of both. My husband and I actually ended up getting back together for a time before we did end up getting divorced, but it wasn't because I wished he was different. When he came back, we actually experienced some of the best days we had ever experienced in our marriage. And it was interesting to me because my husband really hadn't changed at all, but something inside of me had changed. I enjoyed him. It was easier to be around him, and he definitely didn't seem as difficult. Unfortunately, he still expected me to be like the other bluebird, and I couldn't explain things to him, which I think might have made a difference. But that experience really was a miracle for me in teaching me a lesson about differences. I think in our world today, we're just too quick to judge, to label, and to cut people off when they're just not letting us fly the way we want to fly. I have a different way of thinking about that now. As I've learned more about the different ways people fly, I've learned that getting along with people is about allowing people to fly in the ways they like to fly. When you know how to treat a certain type of bird, they thrive. But when you expect them to be different than they are and to fly in ways that they're not designed to fly, then of course they're gonna suffer. They're gonna fight back, and they are going to be difficult. But love is what makes the difference. And recognizing how they fly the best really will help a relationship to thrive. I've also found something interesting about different thinking people and maybe some of those difficult people even in my life. I love talking with people who think in an opposite way than me because it helps me to learn. And the cool thing about thinking, opposed to bird and my analogy with this bird, is that we all can learn how to think differently. We don't have to become a different bird, but as we learn about these different ways people think, we can actually gain skills that allow us to fly in some of the ways that other people can fly. I'm not like that beautiful bluebird still, but I have discovered my wings. I've discovered my own color and what makes me unique. I feel like I know who I am, and I feel more confident in who I am, and I don't care as much about what other people think. And it's really made a big difference in my life. It's those difficult people and those people who think differently than us that we can learn the most from them. And they'll teach you the very most about different ways of thinking that can help you to fly. So my encouragement is, instead of fighting those differences and fighting with the difficult people in your life, wishing they flew more like you, but instead to learn the differences, learn how they fly, learn how they will thrive, how you can treat them that will help them to feel like they can be who they want to be or to do what they want to do, because that's when they'll feel like they really are flying. Hopefully you've gotten something from this podcast today. Learning these different ways of thinking has really changed my perspective. It's helped me to fly, and it's helped me to have better relationships, and I hope that they can help you. And I'm happy to be a guide in helping you along the way. If you have questions or comments, ideas, or suggestions for future podcasts, I really would love to hear them. You can submit those ideas on my website at lindykirby.com, or just send me a direct message on one of my social media platforms. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love a review. A positive stars would be so helpful to me. And please do share this episode with anyone that you feel could benefit from it. I know I really would have appreciated it a lot earlier in my marriage. I think it might have really made a big difference. So again, thanks so much for listening. This is Lindy Kirby, and I'll talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.